Hey, you guys, what is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I am Danielle.
I am Brooke. Happy Wednesday.
I am Brooke. I am Danielle. Sorry,
I don't know why I did it like that,
but happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. We hope you're having a great week so far. We have a pretty fun episode for you guys today. We haven't done something like this in a while, so I think it's fun to bring it back.
Oh, bring it back. Bring it back. These are like some of my favorite episodes ever. We're basically doing our 2019 master list, all of our favorite products, random things, like not just clothes, not just makeup, like just random things. And Lauren Everts from Skinny Confidential just recently did this. And I kid you not, I bought 5 different things from that list because I just love hearing about people's ultimate favorite products. Like, I trust it, you know?
Especially when they're like ultimate favorites too. They're like tried and tested and stuff because I feel like if it's just not if it's a current favorite, but if it's, sometimes you're just trying something, you're like, oh, I like it for a few weeks, and then like it makes you break out if it's skincare or you know what I mean? So you gotta put it to the work.
These are like tried and true, been tested for months just for you guys. These are just things that we love. I actually went through like my current favorites that I have from the last like, you know, year, and I was like, okay, I'm still using that. I still love that, you know, just stuff like that. And Brooke did the same. So, and we're gonna have all the links to everything that we talk about in the description, which will be hype because I know we don't always do that, but they will be there.
In the show notes. Description? I don't even know what it's called. Podcasting is so weird.
I don't know. But yeah, when you look at you guys will find it. If you can't, let us know. We'll figure it out.
Totally. Just nice and easy for you guys. But before that, Danielle, should we do our highlights and lowlights?
I think so.
Let's do it.
Highlights and lowlights.
All right, so my low light is I actually like have a pretty like specific low light. You guys know usually Brooke and I are just like, I don't know.
Life is
good.
But
yeah, like life is good and life is great. This is not me complaining. However, don't know what's in the air. I don't know what. I don't know if it's because I'm just back on the grind, but your girl's breaking out and it's not okay. Just on my chin, just like it's weird. It's like on the bottom. So, like, you can't see it in the front. It's just, like, under my chin. I know you can't. And then it's, like, oh, hi. So, it's just, like, not fun. And I don't like it. And it's really hard because, personally, with my skin, if I pop a pimple, even if it's, like, you know, you warm it with a washcloth and, like, it's safe, and it creates more pimples. So, I have to really not touch, and it's so hard. And I've just been, like, I don't know, like, I've been spinning a lot, and I have, like, my first spin class and all that, and I just, like, I'm not wearing makeup, obviously, when I'm teaching spin, but, like, I want to be confident. So, yeah, I'm just dealing with a little bit of that, and it just kind of sucks. But I think it's just, you know, it's that time of the month, honestly. It's April, so I think that affects it, but I just wanted to go away because, yeah. Because,
totally.
Yeah. So that's my low light.
Makes perfect sense. But your skin looks clear to me. It's amazing what FaceTime does to the skin, though.
FaceTime really face tunes.
It does. No, but it really does look amazing. Like, it doesn't look bad at all. But I totally get what you're saying because if you're leading this spin class and you know that all eyes are on you, even though no one's paying attention to your skin, like, you subconsciously are. So I totally get that.
Yeah. It's like, obviously, the room's dark in there, but like, before and after, I know, everyone's been wanting to like take pictures with me, totally, like in the studio, and I'm like, but it's okay, it's whatever. If that's my biggest problem, but I just wanted to share that with you guys because I thought it was very real.
Oh, she's so real. Oh my gosh,
she's so real. What about you, Brooke?
So
let's
raw.
Be real.
I guess it's been like a cycle of a few weeks now of just like general loneliness. Like, I hate to be like emptiness because it's not that, but I feel like
I saw your vlog.
Oh my gosh, stop, the one of me like crying on the floor. That one's intense. But
no, it was just, you were just talking about like how podcasts make you feel not alone. It was just,
oh, like, yeah, I know,
like,
it's
me,
so
and Delaney
sad.
Were like, oh,
I know, I'm so sorry. If anybody feels bad for me, don't, it's gonna be okay. I did this to myself. A lot of my friends have been like out of town, a lot of the other YouTube people, so like those are the people I hang out with during the day, and then my weekends are my big social hours. So towards the point of the middle of the week, I think I start to hit that slump where I'm like, okay, it's been a few days without socializing. And I do go out and work out, and I'll, you know, talk to people, or I often meet like subscribers or whatever it is, like walking around Boston.
Yeah.
But I'm not out here like back to back, like booked and busy doing things all day. So like today I woke up, filmed a video, and, you know, did some computer work, took a phone call, and I felt like I was just like on my couch all day. I was like, this is kind of, and it feels like my days are perpetually like that. So I don't know. It's been, it's all good because I'm doing what I love, but at the same time, I'm like, is this it? Like, I feel like I could be doing more. I don't know.
Weird yeah. feeling. No, I know. When I lived alone, especially like, you just feel even like more like you should be doing more because mm-hmm. you are alone. So, but I think you always just have to remember back to when you're working for, you know, when you're working.
Yeah.
And you were literally so trusted, and all you wanted was like an hour on the couch.
I know, you're so right. And so, I'm working the equivalent of what I would be working on my stuff now, right. But it's like broken up, of course. Like, I'll wake up, do a little bit, go work out, come back home, and then here it is, we're podcasting at night. Technically, this is, I mean, I don't consider this work at all. I'm having a conversation with my friend, honestly, but
yeah.
You know what I mean? Our schedules are kind of all over the place.
Yeah, because like, I have classes during the day, and like, that's when Brooke's like chilling. But then at night, like, we can record. It's just, that's like also the beauty of it. It's like,
oh, I love it.
I think in the next few months you're gonna find some new like project or something new you're gonna want to work on. But for now, I mean, enjoy the ease. Why not?
Definitely. I think that's it too. Like, I didn't mean to be like dramatic, like emptiness, but like I need project or something bigger to be like working towards. So like, the loneliness is intensified with that. But I'm good. Honestly, I've been better the last few weeks. But like, today was a hard day. But you know, it's good days and bad. So
yeah. Yeah, all is well. If anything's a low, that's the low.
I know. All. Seriously. Yeah. All right. So we'll pivot. Get a little more pivot. Positive.
Pivot. My highlight is that okay, so I think we've talked about this on the podcast before, but I had a very productive day today. And I know that's like, oh my God, shut up, Danielle. But like, I'm starting to do this thing. It was inspired by Brooke.
Oh my gosh.
Where... What? I think we talked about this on the podcast where like, if you think of something that you could be doing, you just do it. Like,
yes,
we're recording ads or stuff like that. So today I tested it out. Today I did that. I wrote a to-do list, and usually like, I write a to-do list for the day. I don't know if you, and then I get like some of the stuff done. I don't like, I'm like, it's a very ambitious list.
Totally.
But today, like I like got back and I was like, oh, I have like an hour until spin. And I bought this new shower head. And I've been dreading putting it together because I was just really nervous. It was going to take a while and then I wouldn't know what I'm doing and whatever. I was like, you know what? Let me just go up and do it. It took me 2 minutes to do. And that's one thing off my to-do. I know this sounds so silly.
No,
but like,
it doesn't.
It was just like, so I ran all these little errands that sometimes I'm just like, eh, I could do that tomorrow. But like, why don't you just do it now? You have the time. So I don't know. It was just like really cool. And I've been doing that a lot more the last few days. So hopefully I'll keep it up.
I love that. It's just, I think it's called, there's an actual like word for it. I think it's called the 5 second rule, but I think if it's anything that we can make it the Brooke and Danielle like 5 minute rule though. Like if it's anything that you
think about it for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Actually though, cause I do that often where I'll be like sitting on the couch or something and, my mom's trying to call me in right now. I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm a busy,
hey,
popular gal. No, but I do that often where I'll be sitting on my couch like, oh, I should clean my shower or something. And then it's like, just get up and do it. So I love that, Danielle. Good message.
Yeah, no, hopefully it inspires you guys because it really works. And then you feel like so accomplished. And like, if you keep doing things, like if you're just on a roll, like you keep doing it, you don't need to like don't sit because then you're just like, oh, I don't want to do it anymore. So I had to like stay up. Yeah. Anyways, what's your highlight?
Mine is my MLK weekend plans coming up. So Woo! Yeah, big weekend ahead. Not really. but I guess when I'm recording this, I guess when this goes up, I'm still there. So I am going home first to Long Island for the weekend, just randomly. No one's really going to be around in Boston that I am friends with. And I'm like, I don't really feel like just hanging out by myself, honestly, over a holiday weekend. So I was like, might as well pop home. I feel like everyone travels that weekend too when people start working because mm-hmm. it's like a day off of work and stuff like that.
Totally.
So I'm going to pop home. And then I'm going with my mom to Pennsylvania where she works for a few days. So it'll be like a little
a double trip. That'll be so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's so fun. You like thrive when you and your mom are together, I feel like.
I know. It's really motivating too. And sometimes I just need it. And I feel like I'm at one of those phases in my life where I'm just like, I could use a little extra hang with mom time. And it's really good because we both like do our own things. But then we'll, you know, get dinner together and stuff. I don't know. It's very good. And I get to see Tori when I'm in Pennsylvania. So very exciting.
Oh, I'm so jealous. That'll be so fun. Oh, my God.
A good pal. So I'm excited.
Yeah, that'll be really good. Oh, well, good, good, good. Yes, MLK weekend's always a fun time. Yeah, good stuff. All right, so should we get on to our current favorite?
Yeah.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
So obviously we have a ton of products for you guys that we're going to be talking about that, you know, whatever. But this is a product that I recently have been using. Actually, it is something I bought from the Skinny Confidentials master list.
Always.
So that's funny. Yeah. It is the, I might butcher the word, but the Rose Gusha set. It's basically the roller, like a jade roller, but it's with rose quartz. And then also the, I think that part's the Gusha, like I don't know how to explain this. I will link it, but it's basically like this like wedge that kind of contours your, basically it's a two-piece set to be good to your face. I don't really know. And then I also got the jojoba oil that she recommended, from the rose hip jojoba oil. And last night we were just sitting watching TV and I just like rolled my face with the jojoba. I just felt like a queen. I don't know if it's doing anything, but it felt like I was doing something. So
no, that's always good. And I feel like they definitely, it has logic to it. It's like everything's, it's just like when your stomach is like really bloated or something and you like press down on it and it's like, not that it's like de-bloating you, but like it's like gassy, for lack of a better word. So you're like, you know, I do that often where I'm like, oh my god, I'm so bloated, and then I'm just like, oh yeah, this is just like gas or something, like I ate something that didn't digest well. I don't know.
Yeah, it helps the circulation. It's draining your lymph nodes, as they say.
Yeah, totally.
And the rose quartz is supposed to kind of like help flush your blood circulation a little bit more. So it's not flush, like help your blood circulation a little bit more, so your skin looks more healthy and glowing. And so I'm gonna try and infuse it more into my everyday routine.
I really like that. That's fun. Maybe I'll have to give it a try. I've only been using my ice roller, but I feel like that doesn't do too much.
That's a good one. No, I love that. I like lost mine, so I need to get another.
Ooh. It's really good for under eyes. That's really good to just like,
yeah, in the morning. Mm-hmm. A rubby. Anyways.
My favorite, since I've been doing a lot of work from home, has been, well, I love burning candles always, but this one specific candle, it's really good. Also, it's like a weird candle season because it's post-Christmas. Can you still burn Christmas candles?
Yeah, it's like, what do
you
do? Yeah. It's hard. I don't know.
So my favorite candle right now is the Bath & Body Works Stress Relief Candle in the Eucalyptus and Spearmint scent. And it's just, it's a little, it's more on the like eucalyptus side, I would say.
I think I've had that one. Is it the Stress Relief brand or
yes,
no?
Yes.
Love that one.
Yeah, it's good. It just smells very clean. I would say it's, it's like, smells like I just cleaned my house, kind of a little more fresh. And the smell lingers really well. So like I'll burn it all morning and then leave and then come back. My apartment still smells, like throw it in the bathroom sometimes, like whatever it is. Yeah, it's great.
I need to repurchase that. I forgot how much I love that one because my mom hates it because it's so strong at home, but I don't live at home. Hey. So. it smells like a spa, 100%. Wow, I need to go get more of that.
Very relaxing. I love just having candles going. It's like a good vibe.
Oh, it's such a vibe. Like there's a candle going in my kitchen right now. Am I in there? No, but it has to be going. It has to be going because then I'm going to walk in there. It's going to smell good.
Hey, love that.
Hey. All right, now we can get into our goals for this coming week.
Goals!
Awesome! Oh, wow!
So my goal this week is to... Oh, I want to update you guys on my goal from last week, which was to not use heat on my hair. Guys, it's so hard. I didn't use heat on my hair one day, and I used this, like, John Frieda Air Dry Wave Mousse stuff. And I don't know what it is, but whenever I don't like put heat on my hair gets greasy so fast, like on the top. I don't know what it is, and I just don't feel great. So I need your guys' help on like heatless hairstyles. Like I did it, and I didn't use heat, but it's just like the struggle is real. Whatever. Anyways, my goal for this week is to be good to my body in the sense of everything, because I'm about to embark on a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'll get, knock on wood, I'm not going to get the flu again. I already had it. But I just want to stay healthy. So I've been drinking a little green juice or a green smoothie every day. Little emergency here and there. Going to sleep at normal hours. Not really drinking a lot. Just like trying to be good to my body before, you know, when I'm not traveling, so that I don't hate myself. You know, so that's my goal.
Good for you. You're really good at like identifying it beforehand. Like, oh, I'm going to be traveling a lot coming up. I should probably do this, versus I'm like a afterward which is not good. So
yeah, I just don't have time for that this year. So we'll see. But there's been times where I was like, ooh, I could have done better. So I think I'm just like learning from my mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Love to hear it. I'm a big emergency, like halfway through the trip person. So I feel
ooh, maybe I'll bring some with me. That's a good idea. What's your goal for this week?
Well, I'll give an update on mine from last week. I think it was to clean out my closet and put stuff on Poshmark. Okay. I did a few things. I did donate a large chunk of clothing. So my thing is, I don't like selling clothes that I got for free.
I agree.
So I did donate a lot, and I made sure, because there's a big like dilemma right now on donating. You have to make sure you donate it to the right cause. This way it's not going to get like thrown into a landfill somewhere. So I like tried to do some research.
Oh.
Yeah. And I tried to make sure that I was giving to the right one, whatever. I gave back to one that donates it, the proceeds directly to an organization. Honestly, I forgot which one, but it definitely was going to a good cause. Donated part of the clothes. And then the rest of them I have organized. I haven't listed them because I don't have my Poshmark selling supplies. So like you need these specific envelopes, I guess. I have like tape and I have ink in my printer so I can print out labels. But you need these specific envelopes because they only are – I guess you've never really done Poshmark, Danielle, have you?
I think I have once.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So I'm a big Poshmark gal. That's why I'm like, oh,
no, it's
I ordered the envelopes. So they are on the way. And I just love to like do it all in one day, like a one day turnaround. If I, you know, list the product and then someone buys it, like I want to get it shipped out to them that same day. So I like to have the supplies on hand because I technically could start selling.
Same day delivery.
Same day. And I will literally drop it off to your house.
Imagine.
No, but it's good. It was a good feeling to just like at least sort my stuff into piles, if that makes sense, and get rid of some. And I feel better. I mean, it's a progression. Oh, that was my update. I didn't even get into my actual goal then. Oh my gosh.
Oh, true.
I'm all over the place. My goal is then just to say yes more and get out of my apartment and stuff. Like I'm doing some, not really travels, but going home and then going to Pennsylvania. So I'm just trying to not stay in my house all day when I'm there, because there's just no point to that. So just try something new. And even when I'm here in Boston, just saying yes more, getting out of my house and trying new things. I don't know. I feel like that's not trackable, but it's a personal thing.
No, yeah, I think maybe track it by like doing one thing out of your comfort zone that you never do when you're at home. Try it.
I love it. You're always like doing so much when you're home, and I'm like, oh, I laid on the couch today and like got Starbucks. Like,
well, but I also live in Florida, and like in December, it's like warm out. Like it's cold where you are. Like I get it. Like there's not as much like to do.
This
is
true.
Different stuff. Yeah. Well, cool. So that is kind of the little intro. I'm so excited to talk to you guys about things I'm loving. I'm excited to hear what Brooke has to talk about, because I'm probably going to be taking notes. Like, gosh, I just love hearing about people's favorite products. So we don't have it organized by category because we just don't.
Because, well, we don't do that.
We don't do that. It's just all because it's just very organic, you know? It's just very like comes to the mind.
Natural, top of mind.
So we're just gonna, we've done an episode like this before around last year, so definitely check that out. But we're just gonna go back and forth, say the product, maybe give it a, talk about it a little bit, and then go on. So yeah.
All right, well, Danielle, I feel like you're the most excited, so I think you need to start.
All right,
you're like fired up.
I know. I'm just like on a kick. I don't know when I'm gonna crash, probably right after this. So my number one favorite of 2019, and maybe I wore these in 2018 too. I cannot remember, darling. But my ultimate favorite, not that your first one has to be, but it's just how it is. Okay, anyways, my white Vince slippers.
Oh, a good one. All reliable.
We love them. Brooke's got them too. I think I've probably had like 6 pairs at least. Like I just got a new pair like 2 days ago because they just I wash them, I clean them and everything, but I literally wear them so often, and they're white, and they're just slip-ons. They're like Vans white slip-ons, but they have a platform, so I feel more confident, and they just look great with so many different outfits. You could literally wear them with like a spring dress, a sundress, or like jeans and a crop top. I don't know. They're just the best, and they give you a little height. They're a little expensive, but they are so worth it. And they don't like break or anything. It's just sometimes they like lose their whiteness.
I feel like they get like a little worn in. Is that what we would say?
a little Warren vibe, you know, like a little Golden Goose Warren vibe. So yeah, that's okay. My first favorite.
Okay. My first favorite is my Summer Fridays mask, but the overtime mask. So I think I talked about maybe probably last year. I didn't even listen back to that episode. I hate listening back to the old podcast because I just cringe at how embarrassing I was, but that's a personal problem. But the Summer Fridays overtime mask, it's the one in the like orange colored tube. And this one is exfoliating and it smells like pumpkin. Really great. Have you ever tried?
I used to use it. I have it because I bought like the 3-pack, but I haven't because I'm confused. Do you leave it on?
Yes. So the real work goes in when you're rubbing it on. So you want to like take your time when you're putting it on, but you still do leave it on. It says for only 10 minutes.
It soaks in.
It does soak in. It's not really an exfoliator. It's an exfoliating mask, if that makes sense. You're not like over there like rubbing off your skin. It's like, it's a little gritty though.
Is it an overnight mask?
No, it is not. So it's like a 10-minute-er, but I usually leave it on for like an hour. Because I'm the worst like that.
But then you do, like, there is something to wash off. Like, do you see it on your face?
Yes, you definitely, you don't really, you do sort of see it, though. Like, you wouldn't be able to, like, go run errands and stuff with it on. But, yeah. People would be like,
imagine
what?
Imagine, like, trying to run errands and, like, you have, like, this low-key face mask on. But, like, everyone
Yeah,
you.
It's, like, gritty. It's, like.
Gritty.
That's funny. It's a little, I actually don't really know the price point of these. I know the 3-pack was pretty reasonably priced because
it was awesome. I'm going to use it tonight.
So yeah, I like this. It's always good for, I love it as a Sunday thing for like rejuvenating my skin. Get like when I'm like, oh, it's been a long weekend, get it back on track. And it always does. So big fan.
Oh my God, I'm literally going to use that tonight. Thanks for the rec.
Oh.
There we go. My next ultimate favorite of 2019 is my 40-ounce hydro flask. I'm sure you could agree, Brooke, that's probably one of yours.
It's on the list.
It's on the list. I think Brooke's the one who inspired me to get this. I've had white, pink, blue, and now I've got yellow. So I love them. With the straw lid, of course.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it. And I mean, to hop in. I ordered some fun straw lids on Amazon. Like mine is a little bit different. I'm showing Danielle right now. You can hear it. Like this sword. It's a sword.
The sword. I know. I like tweeted that the other day. I was like, it really truly is a sword. Because when
it
you
does
said
sound
that,
like
it really
that.
Hit me.
Because when even when you like rub a, like a bracelet or a ring against it. Yeah.
Ching.
It does. So, but I ordered different tops from Amazon. They're not the official Hydro Flask brand, but I like this one because it's a little more squishy. I don't know how to describe it. Big fan. I guess you have one too, don't you?
I do. It just was like, didn't go with my outfits.
Oh my gosh, I hate you.
I hate me too.
Okay.
No, but they are great. So yeah, Brooke and I love the Hydro Flasks. A lot of people think they don't fit in the spin bike holders. Unless they are like an enclosed thing, you're like good to go.
Yeah,
like they
mine always fits.
Yeah. Well, speaking of fitting, one of my other favorites is my Hydro Flask cup holder. Do you have one?
No, that's a big. I think I need it,
dude. There's nothing I hate more than like when I would try to like fit my Hydro Flask in, so it's like kind of balanced, or it like it's on my car seat and then it like flies forward. Like, no, you need it. It's like $10 on Amazon. I'll have it linked below. And you basically put it in your car cup holder and then it like extends out so that your Hydro Flask can fit in it. It has changed the game.
I'm here for that. I'm going to try that because mine always flies forward when I do like a short stop or something. And I'm like, wow, okay, this piece of metal might go through my windshield. But
it's terrifying, right? Sorry, I just kind of did two favorites, but it had to happen.
No, we're knocking them off the list. I had the Hydro Flask on mine too. I also have the 40 ounce. That's the way to go. You don't realize... even if you're not a water drinker, I'm telling you guys, you will become a water drinker with this thing. So get a bigger size than you think you need.
That's so true. My friend Katie got one, the one that was on the podcast last week. And like, I've never seen her drink more water in my life. Like she's always just holding it. It's like an addiction.
It is. It is. And it's very sustainable. So we love that.
No need to
buy them. my next favorite is the Isle of Paradise Drops. So these are awesome. They're amazing. They're self-tanning drops. I just recently got back into them. I go through phases and then I'm like, wait, I actually love being tan for no reason, you know, just a little light glow to your face. So basically it's drops that you add to your pre-existing like moisturizer, oil, serum. You could literally add it to anything. I actually like to put them on in the morning because then by nighttime, my tan is already developing. Even if you're putting makeup on top, the tan is still developing. The biggest tip I have with these is just make sure I always mix, like if I'm mixing like serums and oils and stuff, I mix them on the back of my hand and I drop my drops in them. Then they actually are so powerful that they tan my hand. So make sure that you wash your hands after you do these. Big tip.
Question. So I have Isle of Paradise. Maybe I have like a darker color, but I can only use it on my face if like I really only use it if I have a spray tan and like the face part fell off. Like the face part's like kind of faded off, so I use it then. Because otherwise it's really dark for me.
Really? What about what if you use less drops? How many maybe drops are you using?
I think I'll do like two or three. Is that a lot?
Oh, wow. No. Well, it depends what color you have too. I think you might have a dark. Oh, I think you have a different kind than me.
Yeah, maybe I have a dark. I don't know. We'll have to compare and contrast. But because it would be nice to just have a glow and not have to worry about it not blending with my neck.
I'm pretty positive that I have medium. I could check. It's the blue bottle, I know for sure. And I've tried.
Oh, their... mine's green.
Wait. Okay. Now I'm getting all confused.
We'll chat later about this. Anyways, that's cool.
I used them the other day and I didn't tan my body and it still blended okay. I mix it in with a lot of moisturizer though. Oh yeah, I guess it's like a blue-green color, but they also have purple and then they have a pink. And the one that I use is the medium at least. The purple is dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. Well, they're great. So Brooke approved.
They're awesome. Love it. My next favorite, nothing much crazy to say about them, but they are the Lululemon tracker shorts. I wore them a lot in the summer and then going into like August, September at school. They're just very flattering because like if you guys go to college, you know that a lot of people just wear like Nike shorts or shorts and like t-shirts. And so during that time of year, I love the Lululemon tracker shorts. I think they're the 6-inch ones. They're just really flattering on the legs, and they just look great with, like, t-shirts or a tank top. And I just love them. They're so comfortable. That's really all I got to say about them.
I'll second that. I love many pairs of Lululemon shorts, but those ones are great. I wear them, too, in the summer. They're nice. I actually love working out in shorts. Obviously not spin. Well, I guess that's not obvious, but not spin. But if I'm just going to, like, the gym or something, I prefer to work out in shorts because I don't know. I like to let my legs breathe, but not in the winter. In the summer, though,
yeah,
10 out of 10.
I like it.
Yeah. My next favorite is my Babe Lash Eyelash Serum. Love this stuff. So I put it on my eyelashes just a few times a week now because I'm like in like a maintenance stage. But I was putting it on a lot more times a week than that in the beginning. And they really grew out my eyelashes. They made them thick, long. I did eyelash extensions once, but I feel like I don't need anything. I just put on like a good coat of mascara and I'm like, wow, my eyelashes look good. And it's not that expensive. Apparently it works on your eyebrows too. I didn't test that, but good tip.
I actually second that. I haven't used it in so long, but when I got my lash extensions out, I was so sad because all my real lashes were pretty much gone and I used to have really long lashes. And so Tori had told me like try Babe Lash. It truly worked. And now I just get lash lifts and like my lashes are so long. And that's not because of the lash lifts. That's because of the Babe Lash that I used for a couple months, I'd say. And it works fast, though.
It does. If you're looking for, I would say like a month or two, you will see results for sure compared to other ones that I feel like take you like half a year and you're like, oh, you're, because it's growing your eyelashes when you think about it. It's kind of crazy.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
But it works.
It does work. It does stuff.
My next favorite is kind of a newer one, but it just has to be in this. The Barefoot Dreams blanket. Brooke just got one. It's so soft. It's just the way it feels on your skin, it makes me like want to get into my bed, and I don't like to get in bed, but like recently I have been getting in bed and like doing work a little bit, or like I'll be sitting on the couch and just having that blanket around me. It's just so soft. I have the white leopard one. It's so cute, and I just wish I had it earlier in my life because it's just so cozy.
I would second that because I'm a big blanket person. I was like, all right, how is this gonna be any different than all of the other freaking blankets I have? It's different. It hits different.
You're good about blankets.
No, you're good about blankets. Okay. You're good about being cozy.
No, you are. Cozy.
Cozy.
I love it. Yay.
My next favorite is, I don't know. I've been kind of into makeup lately, so I have some makeup things. Mine is the Fenty Beauty Loose Powder. I tried this about halfway through the year, I think. Because I was still going to work, and I wore like full beat makeup every day to work because I would see all these people that I knew, and my skin was breaking out, so I was like covering it up, but I was like double damaging it, whatever, because you know that's so bad to do. So with this stuff, I use a big like kabuki brush, and I do use it as a setting powder still, but it does have a lot of coverage, so honestly you don't really need like a full face of foundation on this unless you want to go full beat. That's what I'm wearing right now, but I'm like going out to dinner and I was like, whatever, let's go full glam. But most of the time I'll do just concealer or maybe like It Cosmetics CC cream and then dust this stuff on top, and it makes your skin look like — I get compliments on my skin. I've never gotten compliments on my skin before like that just from this powder. Yeah, it's really great.
Do you still use it?
Yeah, I put it on today.
Oh my God, I'm on the market for a new powder. Might have to try.
Yeah, I originally got it actually to try baking, and then I was like, I'm just never going to do this. So then I just started using it as a setting powder, and it's good. It might have a little flashback. I feel like a lot of the Fenty products do, so keep that in mind. But if you're just like going out with friends and you just want to like set in your makeup and not get oily and stuff, like give it a try.
I'll try that. I used to bake when I was a lot younger, and it definitely works, but I haven't in so long, so it's so much effort, like waiting for it to like bake. Like, no one's got time for that.
It's cooking.
Love that. Cooking. My next favorite, I'm sure it's also one of Brooke's, the black Don't Text hoodie. I don't know why. Yeah. I'm obsessed with it, and it's not just so me trying to promote the merch. Like, the material, it's so comfy. If you get an XL, it's like just about a sweatshirt dress for me, and it looks so good with like some sneakers. I wear it all the time. Like, I love it. Just any of the merch, honestly, is my favorite. It is. But, like, the black Don't Text hoodie was a big one for me.
I didn't even put our merch on this list, but you are one step ahead. I
it's all good. That. So much to think about.
I definitely would second that. And I mean, hoodies in general, but the black Don't Text is really, really soft and comfy. So good one.
Yeah.
My next one is the Foreo. So I had the regular Foreo, or maybe it was a little bit different. I don't think it was like the full bad boy. It might have been like the Luna Mini. But then recently in a PR package, I got the Foreo. Not recently. This was like – I think that you might have gotten it too, Danielle, because I feel like we talked about it. I think it's called the Foreo Play. I feel like I have to check this because that just doesn't – oh, no.
Play. That doesn't
No, the Foreo Play is the one that I – no, that's it. I swear. I'm looking at it right now.
It literally looks like – it already looks suggestive.
It does.
When you call it
– it's called – sorry. It is. It's called the Foreo Luna Play Plus. I swear, you guys.
Luna. Oh, God. All the words.
It is. Oh, my gosh. So I have it in like this bright yellow color. The color doesn't matter. It's bad.
The yellow one's like the best for
the yellow's the best one. I'm losing my mind. Okay, well, thing that I like about it is that it's battery operated and not what's the other one? Like, you have to charge it.
USB?
Yes. And it's just smaller. It's only one setting. So it's technically, I think this one's made for travel. The other one's like more of like a multi-setting, like whatever. But it's a silicone face brush, so it doesn't get dirty like a clear — like, the problem with like Clarisonics and like other facial brushes is they're great, but you have to change the head a lot. This one you don't have to because it's like antibacterial and stuff, and it has the replaceable battery, so it's like $50, and I really recommend it with your face wash when you're washing your face at night or morning, whatever.
I love that for you.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Try
I used one, I used mine for a while. It was good. My next one are my Adidas Tefra sneakers. They kind of became my new Vince slip-ons for like the second half of the year. Who is she? And they're basically the sneakers that are in all my Instagrams lately. I'm still currently wearing them. They're just like big. They kind of like give like Balenciaga vibes, or
they do.
Winsor Smith, like big white. They're big white chunky sneakers with the three black stripes on the side. And I've just been wearing them a lot, and they're really, really comfortable. They're great for running errands, or if you want to dress them up, dress them down. I really, 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 really like them.
Really, really.
Really, really.
Really, really. They look really trendy. I'm not really into like the huge sneaker trend because
I know you're not.
I already have big feet, so I get kind of self-conscious making them look — I know that it's making your body look slimmer, so I'm sure it is flattering, but I have like a size 9.5, 10, so I'm like, I don't really need to be out here like I don't know.
No, I get that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Accentuating the foot. I don't know. It's a weird thing that I have. My next thing is, no surprise, I've gotten, I think, almost everybody in my life hooked on these Ollie sleep gummies.
Incredible stuff.
They have to be the Sephora ones.
Oh, yes. The beauty sleep ones.
They do. I swear they hit different. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess you can never fully entirely tell, but basically these are just melatonin gummies, but they have some other stuff too, which is why I've had bad experiences using just melatonin, but these have some other stuff mixed in. So I don't know how to describe it. For me, they hit different. They're really great. You can buy them at Sephora. They're like $15, and I take two, sometimes one if I'm already kind of tired, but I just want to sleep through the night. And then I'll take two if I'm like antsy. Cause you know, those nights where you're kind of restless, and I'm sure you have them too, Danielle, where you're like, I just can't sleep. Yeah. Can't relax. Really. And they really, 30 minutes, like you're out like a light.
Out like a light.
They're great to really recommend.
They are awesome. And they taste good. So like
they do. Helps. They do. It's like a little snack.
They do.
They do.
It's like a little fruit snack. Yummy, yummy.
Only eat two though. I can't even imagine if you had three. I feel like you'd sleep into like the next millennium. Like
Ryan, when he takes melatonin in general, I don't know if he's ever taken the gummies, but when he takes melatonin, he actually takes four. Oh. And I'm like, you good? But he's just like, I don't know. He like can take it, I guess. I don't really know.
He can handle it.
I don't know. But yeah, listen to Brooke. Anyways, my next. Okay, I'm going to do these together, if that is all right, because it's the same brand.
I'm okay with it.
Phew. I was worried. So this has kind of been like my day and night serum situation. I use creams as well, but my two serums I've been using a lot. I have a couple of these, but these were my two that I used throughout the year. The one I used in the daytime was the Sunday Riley CEO Glow Serum. It smells so good. It has turmeric and vitamin C or vitamin E. I think C. And it smells so good. It really makes your skin nice and glowy. I literally noticed a difference when I started using it. And then at night, I started infusing the Sunday Riley Luna Sleeping Night Oil, which it's literally in the same exact bottle. It's just blue. And it's like different products, obviously, but it's like supposed to like restore your skin overnight, like the whole nine yards. It has a different scent to it that I also love. It's very unique. And literally when you put it on your skin, it's blue. You like have to rub it in. But I love those two. They're a great pair together. So yeah, love the two guys.
Hey. I would give it a try. I've heard really good things about Sunday Riley, but I've never really dove in. So.
Oh, I love.
My next one might shock you, Danielle, because I feel like I've never really talked to you about it, but I have a problem. No, I'm kidding. I don't have a problem. I'm kidding. I was going to say I have a problem because I have a larger chest. So when I work out, this creates a conflict. No, it really does. And I never thought about this until I wore the wrong, I don't even care. I'm getting like personal, I guess. I wore the wrong bra one time to spin and I wanted to like cry because it like I was in pain. And you don't realize.
Oh my God. Yeah. Ow.
You need the right support. So I've been like on the hunt for the right bra situation for working out. And I think I finally found it.
Ooh.
I love it. It's actually from Fabletics. It's the Ella Shine High Impact Sports Bra. This one's a high neck. I have it in multiple colors. I just wore it tonight in black, but I have it in like this pretty blush. Really fun. Just holds everything in. But I think I need like high neck sports bras. That's my thing. I feel like anybody, larger chest or not, a high neck sports bra is great.
Yeah, I pretty much only wear high neck. I don't really have a large chest, but there are certain sports bras that I like have with the cross. I'm like, why did I wear this? Like, I can feel like it hurts. Like, it, yeah, I know what you mean. But yeah, I like wearing high neck ones the best because you're leaning over the bike a lot too.
Totally.
So it's just like you feel secure. So that's good that you found like the one.
Yeah, the one. We're getting married. It's like serious.
She went to Jared. I'm sorry. Getting delirious. You and Gretchen on her podcast when she's like, I know Danielle's about to get delirious because she starts to do this laugh. And I'm like,
she's
oh,
so
God.
Funny. I know.
It's true. Funny.
That's funny.
Well, I'm really happy for your bra. My next favorite.
Thank you.
Are the Urban Outfitters joggers. I'll have them linked below to get the specific ones. They still sell them. I just checked. They're kind of like the Lululemon joggers, but they're like a lot cheaper and they're more like not athletic. Like they are athletic. They're basically like dry fit black joggers, but I love the way they like hug my ankles. Sounds very weird, but they're very slimming. They're like, I don't know. They're just, they make you look so good for wearing joggers. Like, it's like, oh, I'm chill, but like my body still looks good. Like I look like funky fresh. I don't know. They're just great. And they have them in green, I believe, too. And I wore them a lot this year when I was traveling, going to class, a lot of different things with like a crop top if I wanted or a t-shirt. I don't know. They're just awesome and great and highly suggest.
I want to give them a go. You're selling me.
They're very I think you'd really like them. I wouldn't stray you away.
Okay. I'm going to give them a go. My next favorite is my, I feel like I talked about this on last year's episode, but it's an old reliable. My Costco makeup mirror.
Oh, the Simple Human one?
Or? No, it's just a regular brand. Oh. It flips and it has two sides. So one side's like a more zoomed and the other one's zoomed out. And it just illuminates so well. When I travel and I don't have this specific makeup mirror to do my makeup, I swear I look different. I swear I don't look as, like, not to be annoying, but like I love the way I do my makeup in this mirror because I know the lighting.
That's awesome.
And I know the way that I am going to like step outside and not have like a crazy foundation line, you know?
That's very awesome. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're saying. Thank That's you. Good that you like the lighting because I don't always looking at mirrors up close because I'm like, oh, like I'm like, oh, scary. So that's good you found one that's like good. I need to see what it's like.
It's stiff. Yeah. It's just from, I don't even know. I hope they still sell the same one, but it's great. It was pretty reasonably priced and I bring it with me every move, everywhere because it just makes my process improved.
I love it. My next favorite is my 1998 necklace. It's awesome. I love it. I got it for my birthday and a lot of people ask where I got it. And I feel like all you have to do is look up 1998 necklace. But basically my parents got it for me for my 21st birthday. It's just a gold necklace with like kind of like a cool gothic Roman font that says 1998, the year I was born. It's like a trend right now. My mom was like, I'll never want to wear the year I was born in. And I'm pretty sure like in years to come, there might be a time I stop wearing this necklace. But for now, I'm chill with being born in 1998.
Yeah.
So they have them. But I'll link one for you guys. But they literally have them on Etsy, Amazon. I mean, just look up 1997, 1995, whatever your year is. Just look it up. They've got it for you. It's a great necklace. It's great for layering. And I don't know. It's one little customizable piece.
I love that. You've inspired me. I would definitely consider getting one with my birth year. I think I think it's fun. Like I love like zodiac signs on jewelry or
yeah, like, stuff like that.
More customized. Very sweet.
Yeah.
My next favorite, a lot of people have been asking about how I get my lips so like glossy looking, if that makes sense. Cause I don't wear lipstick. Mm-hmm. I don't even like really do color anymore. Cause every time I do color, I'm like, I hate the way I look. I don't know. Personal problem is, and I know we've talked about this little Laneige lip, but it's not the mask, it's actually the balms, the little like ones in the tube. Have you tried them?
Yeah, I have a pink one. Yeah, it's good.
I love them right before if I'm like, well, I always put it on like before I'm filming a video or something, and I feel like it really like glosses up the lips and like looks good. I don't know, I just really like the feeling of it on my lips. I feel like it's actually pretty moisturizing. And I like things in a tube. So that's why I think I like it so much.
Yeah, it's like I hate having to like dip my finger in. I only like to do that at night.
True. I haven't even used like the pot one. I don't even know where mine went. But this one is great. And it comes in like a variety of different scents or flavors. What do we call them? I don't know. Scents, I guess.
Yeah.
Check it out. Laneige, the best.
Laneige, the best. I love it. Yeah, they're cute little bottles. My next favorite, kind of to do with jewelry as well. I got this felt jewelry organizer from Amazon because I think like Lord Elizabeth talked about it or something. And I don't know who it was. Maybe it wasn't her. I don't really know. Anyways, I'm really, really happy I got it because I have like not a lot of jewelry, but I've got like a couple pieces that I feel like I would always forget about before, the way I was organizing my jewelry before. And now with this, it's just like a tray with like a ton of different little boxes. Ooh. And it's felt so the jewelry doesn't like move around. And I've got it on one of my shelves in my room. And I put my earrings, I put my necklace. I don't know. I could see it all and it looks very classy. And I just like end up wearing different jewelry because I see that there.
I like that. That's actually, you're selling me. I need something like that.
Yeah, and they're like stackable too if you like have a ton, like if you want it. But I wanted it so I could just see it all on one, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazon, my fave.
Love it.
Okay, my next favorite, no secret, Smart Sweets. We're talking about it.
Oh, baby. They're good.
They're really good. So they're basically high fiber, like gummies that taste like, not even like that taste like, but they're made with stevia instead of real sugar. I believe that's the sugar that they use. Whatever it is, they're very low calorie, high fiber. I don't really track, but at the same time, I just feel less guilty ending my night with a bag of these versus an actual bag of Swedish Fish or like gummy bears, whatever it is. So I really like the fish ones and the peach rings. Those are delicious. And I feel like I get everybody hooked on them. Don't eat too much because they are high in fiber and they could give you a stomach ache. I've noticed some people tell me that. So one bag max. But they're great.
I love it.
Yeah.
They are great. I did try and they're good. And fiber is actually really good for you. I'm trying to put more fiber in my diet, but Brooke is right. It will take you to the bathroom maybe.
With a coffee and then you're like running. Yeah.
Oh.
Running.
She's running. Love that. My next favorite are the Ray-Ban Blaze Aviators. I wore them pretty much this whole year. They're basically just a spinoff of the normal aviators, but they're like a little bit bigger. They kind of look like the Key sunglasses, and I have an all black pair, and then I also have like the green lenses with the gold hardware, and I've worn them in so many Instagrams. Everyone always asks about them. They're the Blaze Aviators from Ray-Ban. Love them.
Ooh, check them out. My next favorite is my coffee order, I guess. As of late, I've been making my stuff at home. But if I go and it's just kind of been like the drink of the year is an almond milk cappuccino or a oat milk cappuccino. So I love
it. Simple.
The alternative milks, a little cinnamon on top. It's really good.
Ooh.
I like making – I like doing oat milk lattes at home in my Nespresso too. These are just – good go-tos. So I don't know. I used to do black coffee and I just kind of got bored of it. I was like, this is kind of bland tasting in my opinion. So I started spicing it up and I just love coffee.
Here you are.
Yeah, it's great.
I love coffee too. Great. I love coffee. Cool. A makeup product that I used literally all year, maybe even the year before that, is the Becca Becca Bealite palette? I think that's what it's called. Let me just check this. I like linked it and I'm like talking about something, but I just want to make sure. No, not the Becca Bealite palette.
Hourglass?
Please excuse me.
Hourglass? Do you use Hourglass?
No, it's Becca. Okay, so it's the Becca like BFFs palette with Chloe and the other girl. I don't really know. I'll have a link, but basically it's in like all of my Get Ready With Me's. It's for it's like a square little container and there's a blush. There's two blushes, a bronzer and a highlight. I use all four. And I feel like it's always like when you get like a contour or blush palette, you like never actually use all of them, but I literally use all of them. There's like a darker pink and a lighter pink. So depending on night and day, then I use that bronzer pretty much to contour. And then the highlight, it's great for travel and I just love it. And I love the colors. It's very glowy, but it's the Becca like BFF palette with Khloe Kardashian and her best friend that I can't remember the name of right now.
Love.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Try it out. My next fave is I'm just going to quickly run through like all of the bracelets that I wear on an everyday basis because I don't take them off. So I wear two little beaded ones from Belladar. I have this little dainty one from Mejuri. And then I have like a thicker chain one from Ana Luisa. These four bracelets I don't take off every single day. And then I have two stackable like bangles that I have matching with my mom from Hermes. So that's what I wear every day on my left wrist. I mean, that's my favorite because I just don't, I literally just don't take the stuff off. I don't know if that's weird.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I will sometimes, but no, like I work out even with all of my bracelets on and I'm a big bracelet gal. So that's my fave.
I love that. Bracelets are so fun. I like wearing jewelry that I don't take off because it's like a staple. It's fun. My next favorite are the Naturally Serious cold press pads. I first got them when I went on a Revolve trip. They gave them to us in the bathroom. They're from Revolve Beauty. They're just cold press like circle pads. I also like the Sephora collection circle pads, the glycolic ones or whatever they're called. I just like cold press pads in general, but these, the Naturally Serious ones, they're like cucumber or some fresh sort of scent, and they are literally freezing cold when I take them out of the thing, and it's not like I put them in the fridge, and every morning I just take one and wipe it all over my face. It wakes me up. It makes and they're supposed to be like evening your skin tone and all. Ooh. That and I've literally purchased three now. I love them that much.
That sounds like actually really cool. Cool.
They're literally cool. They're cool. Good word. Play on word there.
My next favorite, I know I talk about all the time, and this is my last one, but it's just my air fryer. And I know I've reiterated it a million times to you guys to get one of these, but you will not regret it. You could do, if you get the right one, you could do every single type of cooking in this bad boy. Honestly, if you're in a dorm, you could have an air fryer. So that's kind of cool because it's a countertop. That's not a fire hazard, is it? Fire safety?
No, actually, it might be a little fire safety. Did I tell you? So after our last week's episode, Delaney and I talked, we're going to get air fryer.
Yes.
We're very inspired.
I'm here for it. I just ate some roasted Brussels sprouts I made in my air fryer, and it's great because I just whip up a batch of them and then I put them in like a reusable container, and they are cooked like they're crispy on the outside. Like I never thought that I'd be like snacking on Brussels sprouts. Who is this girl? But
ooh,
they're great.
Who is she?
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah. It's a good essential. It's if you're in your 20s, any age, but... get an air fryer
specifically
only if you're in your 20s can you get an air fryer. Of course, no, anybody get them.
I love it. My last favorite are my bamboo straws. They are like similar to like basically using metal straws, whatever, but I just love my bamboo straws. They're a little bit bigger. Brooke always says they look like cookie straws.
They look, you know, when Starbucks does like the cookie straws, you know what I'm talking about. They sell.
No,
them.
I do. I just it's every time I post with it, she'll respond to my story, cookie straw. And it's just like become this funny thing. It's like cute. But I love them. I got like a 10 pack from Amazon. I'll have them linked. But there's like multiple different sizes. I like the biggest one. I'll put it in my coffee because I'm a very slow drinker. So when I put the bamboo straw in it, like, I don't know, it like shoots up in the morning. I don't know how to explain it. So it's really weird. But like literally there's times where I make coffee and I'm getting ready in 10 minutes and I'm not going to bring my coffee cup to class. So I just use it, and the straw just really helps. And it's funny, my friend texted me today. She's like, do you like metal straws? And I was like, I do, but I love my bamboo straws. So I just forgot how much I love them.
Awesome. Good.
And that's it. We're ending it.
And that's it. I think that that's everything on our list. I feel like we're always, you know, trying out new products and stuff, which you guys would see on our Instagrams, YouTubes, etc. So that's more,
all the things.
Get connected with us on there.
Get connected.
Get
for
connected.
Free.
Education.
Do you remember that?
I saw the, Twitter thing. It was like going on Twitter.
Yes. Again. That's, I think that's why I thought of it.
I don't know. I'm due for a good TikTok session. I might do that tonight.
Oh my God, I dare you. It's so fun, but then you won't get off for a while, but it is entertaining.
I know. It's like a solid hour when I do that. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Leave us your feedback, of course, on socials and Facebook group, etc. Yay.
Yay. Thank you guys so much for listening. All the links are down below. Shop till you drop, baby, if you want. I know that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shop Brooke's list. And we'll see you guys next Monday for another episode.
Yeah. Have a great week, guys. Bye.
Bye, guys. Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.